Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
They come and they go. Each thing can be married with moral values, Epicurean logic. And a Greek world is the world is very finite. In a world of ruchnis, in a physical world, so the days of Hanukkah are coming to a close. In a ruchniistic world, we're being kind of more. We're connecting more. We're doing more. We're having more. Late in Shabbos, in a physical world, one would think, like Shabbos is diminishing, in any spiritual realm, there's more Kedusha late. Yanuchu bum, you know, at night it's ba, bay, and then bum. The Kedusha increases. This Inyan Bedavka by Hanukkah, that Klal Yisrael makes a very big deal of Zayis Hanukkah, that it's the opposite of Yavan mentality. We're having more and entering further Pnimiyistik. More and more having more Hanukkah, and the further into Hanukkah, of course, the more we have and acquire and go places. It's not just temporary. And the further you go into Hanukkah, the more we have, and as such, the end has the most called Zayis Hanukkah. Now, the calling of Zayis, so the simple pshat is the laying tomorrow. We're going to lay in the Torah, and we're going to say, we're going to finish all the 12 days of the Nesim. We're going to say Zayis Chanukas. This is the Chanukah Zayis. But of course, everybody understands we're deep people. So yeah, it comes out in the lane, that's cute. I promise Klal Yisrael means more than that. Klal Yisrael doesn't just do like a cute zach, name it after three words in the lane, that's not the sugya. The sugya of Zayis, the Barditchva writes a lot about Zayis. The Yisayid of Zayis is a Lashon Nekeva. When we saw Hashem Begalui, we called Hashem Zeh. Zeh Zohar, Zeh Keili, we pointed to Hashem, the biggest Gilui. Zeis is Hashem as Nekeva. Hashem as Nekeva means he wants our Avoida, means he's the receiver. Hashem as Nekeva is a Pella. Me'es Hashem, I says Zeis, says the Barditchva. The Bechin of Zeis is Exeris Hashem. That Hashem is a Mekabel, Hashem's perfect. He doesn't need us. But he made a world that he wants us and needs us, quote unquote. He made a world, Me'es Hashem, I says Zeis. And he niflois beinenu, it's a Pella. Hashem is perfect, but he wants our avoid the real. The whole Inyan of Hanukkah, the Neis Hanukkah, is kulay miyusin on Zeis. What was the miracle? Every other miracle we celebrate helped us. Pesach, we were saved. Sukkot, Hashem saves us and leads us and guides us. Hanukkah, the Neis was for him. The nace of the menorah is for Hashem. If we didn't have it, so Hashem doesn't have the avoda. But of course, the lesson of Hanukkah is b'chin azayis. Is Hashem saying, I want your avoda, it matters to me. Hashem made a nace for our avoda, says it matters to me. Your avoda matters, I want your avoda. It matters a lot, it's significant to me. That's the inyan of the nace of the nairs. That I challenge, and I could say anybody would study yeshiva, would look in Durham. I challenge, I wouldn't have known this before I started Durham. I don't think there's a mitzvah that yid may be shayfer, that yidin are so serious about like the Ner Hanukkah. Guys, a guy who's vape, like, there's not a smirk, zero cynicism. Guys like the menorah, but like, there's like kedusha. Seriousness and sincerity, it brings something out. To light the menorah, I stay by them, it's like it draws the yid. Of course it's that way. Because the very message of menorah is a yid's avayda, I want your avayda. I want you, I want your kedusha, I want your I want you to bring to the world. I want it from you. That's the message of Hanukkah. Zayis Hanukkah is the end, the last day of Hanukkah. The whole Hanukkah is one mitzias of Zayis, and of course the end, we call it Zayis Hanukkah, this Inyan of Zayis. This Inyan that Hashem wants, our Avodah, that our Avodah counts, and Zayis is the Bechin of the Barditchva said that Hashem is the Mekabel. Many Svarim bring this about the term Zayis. The term of Hashem in the Lush and the Keva means that he's the Kabbal, that he wants from us and receives from us and wants our Avodah. The very Menorah, Chazal say, V'chilo Eire Hutzarech. Does Hashem need a Menorah? He needs the light? He's Chasar light? Elot Eidus Luboi Olam, that the Shechina Shire in Yisrael. What does that mean? Hashem says, light to me, I want the light. Does Hashem need the light? It's Eidus that the Shechina Shayr in Israel means this. The Shechina Shayr by us means that He wants a kesher to us. The Shechina being Shayr in us means that He wants our Avayda. And we're Mekadishim Shayr, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants this profound connection to Am Yisrael, to our people. That's what it means. That's the very essence of Menorah. Light of Menorah, light up. Be'etzem Hashem doesn't need anything, but Bechina Zayis. Shechina Shayr, the Yisrael, he has a deep and profound connection. He wants our mitzvah. He wants our avodas Hashem. Kipshutei. He wants our avodas Hashem. Mamish wants our avodas Hashem. That's the bechina of Zayis. That's the very bechina of the menorah in general. And the schos that we've had to light a menorah for 8 days of Hanukkah and to learn and to absorb and our prayer for us and our families is to absorb the b'chin of Zeus. Now I'm singing, I'm just delaying because I want to sing. I want to sing to Zaman. I want to walk away from this thing that he wants, Rabbi, for sure. I want to walk away from Hanukkah, but we still have the last day, the menorah, that mitzvah. We're going to still light a menorah in shul tomorrow morning. Our private lighting of the menorah, we finished our mitzvah, we were yaitzah. What's still in Hanukkah is Bizlahidus Lahalas, to thank Hashem. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Ish Kefi Mahalalai. A man is according to his praises. Now, one pshat, Mishayim, Mefarshim say, is you judge a person on his ability to praise others. Ish Kefi Mahalalai. A man is, I love that guys can comfortably praise. We have a day, we had Oids today. There's a whole piece of Reb Nachman Azamra Lakai, but we are not going with this. We have Oids. And in Oids, you sing a nice song on a person, again, Azamra Lakai, but what I want to say, so Ishkfi Mahalai is a man's ability to be Mahalo somebody else, to say praise. But the Chidah writes that Ishkfi Mahalai, if you want to measure a person, see how he's Hakar Satoiv. Ish! The Chidah says it's Pshat in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perik Yitzayim. Ish kefi mahaloi. If you want a measure of a human being, it's kefi mahaloi, his ability to praise. See a good praiser. My father had a tremendous yachas to the Chag of Chanukah. He was born on Chanukah. Chanukah in the home was very daibin. He pulled out his accordion twice a year, Chanukah and Purim, Zehu. And every Chanukah, he pulled out the accordion and played Zmiris to Hashem. And the topic of his life, the midah that I would say he shone and was gratitude. There was never that we passed by a toll booth guy. My father didn't thank the guy. Never. There was no such a warm thank you. Somebody was our waiter, whether it was in camp or in a hotel, was like a lucky man. If you were waiters in my father's, it means you worked less and you were thanked more. You were like treated like royalty. He appreciated somebody served. We saw gratitude. He told us this Reb Chaim Shmuel. He gave credit to Reb Chaim and his mother that this was both of them. His mother, he said, pounded this, and Reb Chaim Shmuel. He said Reb Chaim spoke the most about gratitude. Reb Nachman on Chanukah spoke mostly about gratitude, but of course, he spoke about brachas. He said, Shahakol Niyavidvari takes down Yavan. Yavan's physicality, a yid sees the opportunity of physical to connect to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Shahakol Niyavidvari, the Rebbeinu Shalom, but Shahakol fights Yavan. That's what Reb Nachman said. Reb Nachman Kiyadua, besides benching by Yasudas, Reb Nachman would thank Hashem for every, would speak out. Rabbi was wonderful, the kish, the soup. Reb Nachman would speak to Hashem at every dish. Befrat, he would talk out. Amish talked to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Just Amish enjoying the soup, it was so tasty and nice. Neat. He would speak in his language. Reb Nachman would talk, would speak about each dish at the soda. This is the completest nagdus to Yavan. Yavan said, Dr. Pepper is Dr. Pepper. And by Yid L'chaim, Baruch Ata Adonai, Elohinu Melech Olam, Shakol Neyeh B'dvari. Wonderful, Dr. Pepper. Delicious. Shakol Neyeh B'dvari. A bracha, Reb Nachman said, is the snagdus of Yavan. And he was mechazik on Hanukkah, would speak a lot about giving Shevach Vaidah to Hashem. We can make a whole Zayis Chanukah, we can talk Chassidus HaTorah B'Geshmak, Let's make better shahakos. Let's come out from Chanukah, mamish being mechazik, a nice shahakol. Beautiful, Hashem wants us. A yid shahakol, you're born to say shahakol. One mezayis, one alamechid, omri nefashis. To say, to be mechazik, to say brachas. A yid would be strong on brachas. The zchus a yid being strong on brachas, lo yomu. I watch my father dictate on brachas. He made beautiful brachas. Shmak. Great bracha shayna, bracha achrayna, shmak. Careful, exactness, very exact with brachas. It's interesting, even just what the bracha was, what to make, there was an exactness. Things wasn't like hefker on it. He didn't wash on one piece of pizza, he wouldn't eat without washing. So by me, I asked my father, said, once in a while, I'd take a little piece of pizza. He didn't ever put pizza in his mouth. If it was one piece, he'd wash on Abaytu, he wouldn't eat one piece. Now, I asked my mother, ever, did you ever see one in 56 years that he wants nobody looking at Mizan? He held it wasn't so pashut. So one piece didn't go in his mouth. Either he washed or zero. There was no games. A bracha was exact what the bracha is. To make a bracha, to thank Hashem, gratitude. To literally thank Hashem. My father sang on Shabbos in the house, famously sang, thank you. He learned it from Dr. Eilenberg, and every Shabbos it was, thank you very much, thank you very much, thank you. Such Aydah, Shabbat Aydah. But it wasn't just the song. It was thankful. Thank you to the people who made the Suda always. Thank him, appreciate him. So I say to us all, Ishkifi Mahalai, a man is according to his thank yous. Thank you to the people around us. Rav Miller said, it's a Pirkei de Velazer. Pirkei de Velazer says, if you're not makir tavasa shabane adam, then your akar satayv to Hashem is not real. Rav Miller said, if you don't thank your mom, or by us it'll be our wives, for supper your benching's a bunch of baloney. That's what Rav Miller said. Your benching's a farce. A Pirkei de Velazer. He was ena makir tavasa of Yosef, said he was kafir tavasa Hashem. Gratitude, to really be appreciative, it changes a person's life. Person starts, it's like so simple, we get so complicated. We could get back to simple, like to appreciating Chesed Hashem, to really see. The Baal Shem spoke a lot with big Torah, that what's mantik the din, mitoich gzeris, is to see the Chesed Hashem amidst din. Find it, it's all Chesed, we don't understand, but to find the part you could understand. The Baal Shem has a lot of Torah in this. My father, when he was sick, told me, I have such chesed Hashem. So I said, well, it doesn't feel that way. He told me, I couldn't believe the chesed. I told the chesed. He was makir toiv to Hashem, that he feels the love of his sibra. It's like wild. First of all, who admits that? He said, I feel so, he was talking about it. He feels so good, everybody's davening. He was like soaking it, like it's bizarre. But you're also very sick, you're also about to depart. He was absorbing something. He was in a very strong, he was absorbing, I feel such chesed Hashem. The Baal Shem writes, and he says it's ma'atik din, like completely changes everything. We're shaykh to really be people of gratitude, to like wake up. Our wives make a good meal, to really be appreciative, like real. The thing, to absorb, to be present to things. The Chesed Hashem that we're zayich to, we're really shaykh to absorb that, to be present to that, to really appreciate the tremendous kindness of Hashem. That's something we're all shaykh to walk away from a Chanukah, that's lahoydis ulahalal, at the very days, the zayis Chanukah, the bechina of zayis, the day of zayis Chanukah, now the rest, we don't have menorah. What we have is hoydis ulahalal, is to learn to be mishabech, to make a nice shaykh only of dvarai, to thank and appreciate and be present to the kindness of Hashem. He wants our thank you. He wants to thank. That's the bechin of Zayis. He really wants our thank. He wants us to be close. He wants us to like appreciate. Geshmak, I just wanted you to appreciate. The care for thank Hashem. Hashem says thank you for thank you. What Lamech Kesher, I've told the Chevra before. We say, Al Shanachnu Moedim Loach Baruch El Elohim. Thank you Hashem for letting me thank you. Now, if one of our kids would do this, you know, it's like a girl comes back from seminary, and she, like, after the firm, she says, thank you, mommy. She says, oh, you're very welcome. She says, thank you so much for letting me tell you thank you. It's like, oh, she's cracked. Thank you for letting me say thank you. Come on. Like, that is crazy. That's really crazy. If a guy would say that to us, what is that in our world? Pashup shot many words. Al Shanach, the Magmach Barkalos, thank you for letting me say thank you. Really? It's bizarre. Thank you for letting me say thank you. If a guy would say that, a guy would say thank you, it's, yeah, I much enjoyed talking to you. Say, you're welcome. He said, thank you for letting me say thank you. You'd start another session. The guy is not concerned. Of course, what it means, he wants a thank you. But it really means he blushes. Hashem wants a thank you for wanting a thank you. He really wants a thank you. Real. If I say a bracha, he really wants a thank you. But I want to say this, as parents, you'll do a family trip. I've seen this. We have young families. People do a family trip and kids say thank you and parents like don't take it enough. I've seen parents, I've seen this. Kids say thank you and the father like says something cynical. The kids say thank you, blush. I only did the trip I wanted you to thank. I want to be close to you. Kid says thank you. Not a pretend blush, be real. You remember you only did the trip and the kid says thank you. Oh, you're so, I feel so good that you feel so good. We love each other. I was waiting for you. Thank you. Just means I want you to know I love you. And I love you. You feel a thank you for feel. So the kid is saying, nobody wants to be close. You can't be close to somebody who doesn't need your thank you. Say thank you. So, boom. You go up and you say thank you. I say, you're very welcome. I wanted you to say thank you. That's somebody you can be close to. You can't be close to Hashem if he doesn't want our thank you. There's no care to Hashem if he doesn't want us to make a bracha. He blushes. I don't know how to say it. I apologize. It's Hashem who says this. It's crazy. It's a crazy Hashem. He only wants our thank you. He likes it, we thank you. He really likes it. There's no relationship that doesn't want anything, doesn't need anything. Now, is this, Hashem's perfect. What is it? That's why it's the fly spin. That's what Hashem made in the world. That's what he created this. He really has. We say thank you, Hashem, for wanting my thank you. That's something to say thank you. If somebody says thank you to the parent blushes, the kid should say thank you. Wow. Wow, we have a cashier. You want me. I want you. Thank you for wanting me. Thank you for letting me thank you means thank you for wanting my thank you. That's what it means. I've told the Chevra that I saw somebody thank Rav Asher and I saw him blush. He didn't poo-poo it. He probably, I don't know if he gets enough thank yous. It's the biggest shiur in the world. I saw a guy thank him for shiur and he was like very touched. Obviously, it's not a chiddush, of course. Not a bal guy, he was like so touched. Oh, it felt so good. Of course he wanted the thank you. Otherwise, then why would anybody learn him? He doesn't want the Talmud and don't teach. It's not like annoying for him to teach. He wants a kesher. Thank you means I appreciate the shiur. Oh, I was hoping, that's why I said, you're welcome, thank you for thanking me. Thank you for thanking me that you're thanking me. Of course, that's every relationship, but of course, when our kids say thank you, learn to blush. Learn that we forget what's happening. So maybe it's uncomfortable. Maybe we're not sure what to do. That the kid like, I love you. My mom is feeling your love. I love you back. Great. Thank you. You're welcome. The welcome should be delicious. So let's be mishabeach Hashem. So the main thing is we should spend the night. Say somebody should stop talking, and we should spend. We should say mishabeach vaydat Hashem. Shlomi, you happy to talk here?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.